right, folks, let's get this party started. What do you say? Hey, listen, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon. I'm from Austin, Texas. I'm an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Guys, it's ready. It's happening. It's now. It's right there upon us. Less than 2 weeks away, our national conference, Ambition 2017. August 30th, August 31st, September 1st, September 2nd, Dallas, Texas. I know that almost all of you on this call are registered for the national conference. If you're not, I don't even know what to say to you. If you've been in this business 30 days or less, I can understand that you may not have registered already. Go to your power zone. Listen to me. Go to your power zone. Get registered as fast as you can, okay? You can make arrangements as far as the hotels are concerned. My best recommendation is get on Facebook. You're going to find that people may have an extra room. They may be looking for a roommate. Whatever it takes, you need to be in the place. A lot of great things happening. There are rumors of a lot of fantastic announcements. You want to be there. You want to be there. Now, I want you to write this date down. Sunday, September 3rd, the Sunday right after Ambition, make sure you're on this call. Typically, we usually have our co-founder, or one of the co-founders, on this call with us on the Sunday after Ambition. I know that they're trying to work out the schedules and get everything handled, and hopefully we'll know by next week for sure. But you can plan on some kind of a special wrap-up, a recap of Ambition on this call on Sunday, September 3rd. Put it in your calendar. Make sure you're on, okay? Listen, Power Trip. November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I've got tickets. I've got my airline booked. I can't wait to get to Scranton. Hope to see you there. You can go to ambitpowertrip.com, and you can register for Power Trip. Now, we're going to have some of the best coaching us and teaching us. You know, it's going to be a fantastic event. So those of you who have been to Power Trip before, you know what to expect. But we've got our co-founders with us. We're going to have a Q&A session. Our number one income earner, Mr. Brian McClure, is going to do some serious training with us, as well as some of the top leaders in our business. Don't miss it. Scranton, Pennsylvania, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The way that you build this business, folks, is by attending the events. Event after event after event, and bring your team with you. Now, I want to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. This gentleman has been to Ambition ever since he's been in the business. He hasn't missed one since he got into the business in 2008. He saw this business at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's how busy he was. Multiple businesses going on at the same time. His friend asked him the right way to look at the business. He took a look at it as a favor, got into this business, and today he's a national consultant with our company. Please welcome from New York, Mr. Mike Obey. Mike, welcome to the call.
Oh, I'm here, Bear. Thanks for having me. Well, good evening, everybody. I'll just run with it, Bear.
Okay.
Well, if that's okay with you, you have any questions now? Or?
No, I was just saying. I was just saying, glad to have you. It's all yours.
Oh, great. Thanks. Well, guys, Bear mentioned I was super busy before Ambit Energy. I've been with the company now a little bit over 9 years. 9 years ago, believe it or not, I worked about 100 to 110 hours a week at the time. I owned 3 Carvel ice cream franchises. I managed all of them. I had a pretty big mortgage company with 30, 40 employees. I had a credit business, a construction company, a few dozen rental properties, 2 little children at home that I'd never really seen. And, you know, I was always making money, but I was working just so many hours, just really just killing myself, physically, mentally exhausted. And then I was presented with Ambit, like Bear said, at 3 o'clock in the morning by a friend who just asked for my opinion and my advice if he should get into the business. And I looked at a video, and I got started right away. And, you know, Ambit has, over the past, I'd say at least, you know, 5-6 years, given me an amazing lifestyle. It allowed me to get out of just about every other business that I've been in. And, you know, if you heard me talk now over the last couple of years, Ambit allowed me to get out of two ice cream stores, a mortgage company, credit company, most of my rental properties. I pretty much got rid of just about everything. I kept one ice cream store and just kept a handful of properties. I pretty much could say I'm a full-time father, and I work ambit, you know, part-time. It just gives me a great lifestyle to be with my now four children whenever I want to be with them. And I don't think any other business out there can give you the freedom and flexibility to go out there and do things. For those of you guys who know me on Facebook, I mean, you see, I'm with my kids all over the place. I get to be everywhere I want with my children, and it's all because I just started Ambit, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours a week, you know, 9 years ago, and just started doing it consistently, following a simple system, and just stuck with it. I mean, consistency is the key to anything in life, and especially in Ambit Energy. Just being consistent is so powerful. And I want to talk today about how to build a business with just limited time. And I'm probably the perfect person to talk about this. How to build it with, let's say you might only have 5 to 10 hours a week to put into the business. So what do you do, and what do you not do if that's all the time you have to put in? And even if you do have more time, you do want to be spending your time in the right areas, doing the things that are going to be giving you positive results. You know, so maybe first I'll just talk about what not to do. So me being real, real busy, I only had 3 to 7 hours a week probably on average, maybe some weeks a little bit more, some weeks maybe a little bit less. But I always, always, always did a little bit each and every day, each and every week, and just did it consistently. I always say it's better to – it's, you know, some people are hot and some people are cold, meaning they'll go and put in 10, 20 hours 1 week, and the next week they'll put in nothing. Then they'll get hot and then they'll get cold again. I think it's better to be just consistently warm and do a little bit consistently over time than being hot and cold. So that's just a tip. Do a little bit all the time instead of starting and stopping. You're always trying to get going again. So what was I not doing? When I was real busy, you know, I worked Ambit in between my mortgage clients. Maybe when I was in the car going to and from the office or to and from my ice cream stores. You know, any chance I had a 5, 10, 20-minute break, I was putting time into Ambit Energy. So what was I not doing? I was not going through my power zone, checking my reports, hitting the refresh button, you know, going through everything in power zone. I wasn't sitting there just thinking and strategizing and planning, right? Those things, I mean, looking in power zone is great. You know, taking a look at it, see what's back there is pretty cool. You know, you can see your reports and stuff, but just sitting up there and looking at your reports all day and just checking out stuff is not making you any money at all, right? It's not doing anything to be productive. By me sitting there and strategizing and thinking, who am I going to talk to? What am I going to say? And just thinking and thinking, it's not going to get me any results at all. So I didn't do any of that stuff. And guys, listen, being on this conference call right now, it's great that you're on, but we're not making money on this call. Going to different, you know, meetings and stuff, that's all great, but it's not making us money. What makes us money is going out there and gathering a handful of customers ourselves and then find other people to join the business and show them and teach them how to gather customers and repeat the cycle. So I knew that. See, my buddy showed me a video 9 years ago at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I watched this 20-minute Energy 526 video, and I was like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And I'm going to start this business, even though I have a lot of time to do it. I was very, very busy. I was a very quiet, shy person, never did sales before, never did any type of presentations or anything like that, actually petrified of stuff like that. I was a businessman. I went to college for accounting. I knew numbers, and I knew how to go out there and run a business. I knew how to hire people to do the sales for me. And, you know, but doing all that stuff was just totally new to me. But I got started with this business. I jumped in. You know, as pretty much I just jumped fully in, even though it was minimal time, but I went and got the proper training right away. I know Bear mentioned Ambition and Power Trip. I'd never missed one. This will be my 10th Ambition event. I've been to probably about a dozen Power Trip events. I've been on to as many events as I possibly can. I get on as many calls as I can, a lot of trainings as I can, and I use that stuff. So when I say I go and put in, you know, 5 hours a week, that's me actually 5 productive hours. So if I get on a conference call, I don't count that as part of what I'm doing to go out there and build the business. Some people could say, well, I've been to, you know, I was on 4 webinars and trainings this week. You know, it took 5 hours of my time. See, that's not 5 hours working the business. That's 5 hours of getting training. you need to have time put aside to go out there and build the business. Do the things that are going to get your results to build the business. And that's what I'm going to start touching on in a second. See, a lot of people think and plan and strategize. And guys, you want to go out there and get as many people to join your team in the shortest period possible. And that's how you'll create momentum, right? Going out there and sponsoring, 10 people over a year is good to some people. To some people, it's not so good. But if you're able to go out there and sponsor 10 people in a month, you're going to create so much more momentum and do things at a lot faster pace, and that's what will help you grow. Me being with limited in my time, I mean, I still got to executive in 10 and a half months. I got to national in just about 6 years, but it's creating momentum, doing a lot of productive things in a short period of time. So when Mike Obey, when I only had 3, 4, 5, 6 hours a week in the beginning, what was I doing? Okay. I was doing things that were going to produce me results right away. So I always had a list of people, right? My list could be thousands of people, but in the beginning, I made a list of probably 50, 100 people. It wasn't, the 1,000-person list that I knew I could make, which I have made over the years. I made a short, simple list. And who was on my list? It was the people that I knew for sure I can that would definitely give me 20 to 30 minutes of their time. Were they the best qualified people, all of them? Probably no, probably not. These are people that were my closest friends, my closest family members, people that I had good credibility with, just the people that I can count on, And that's who I looked at first. Who were these people? I didn't go to who is the best qualified prospect. I went to say, who can give me 30 minutes right now fast that I can go and meet with right away? See, my first day I joined, I had 2 consultants my first day. Because what did I do? I was super excited. I went, I said, well, I know my friend, it was I think a Tuesday afternoon. I said, I know my friend Chris is home. Let me drive by his house. I drove by super excited. I seen his car was there, so I parked my car and knocked on his door, and I had a DVD video. I said, Chris, you got to see this. I don't even know if I even said really hello to him. I said, you got to see this. He said, what is it? I said, the best thing I've ever seen. And sit down, let's watch it. Him and I watched the video together of the Energy 526, and he signed up and got started right away. I watched the video, at 2, 3 in the morning, super excited, and I joined right away. I showed him a video the next day in the afternoon, he joined up, became a consultant. Chris and I then drove to another friend of his, a mutual friend of ours. We were both excited. We showed him a video. And he got signed up into the business. I'm like, wow, I'm onto something. Me being a quiet, shy person, I don't need to do a sale. All I had to do is just get in front of people and get them to look at a video and let the video do the presentation. And that's what I just kept doing, guys. I just kept going to the easiest, simplest people that I knew the best, that I knew that I had credibility with. And when I got in front of these people, they just seen how excited I was. And I just put on a video and pushed play. I did no explaining at all, zero explaining, and I just went out there and just started showing presentations. So my list was short and simple in the beginning, but out of all those, let's say 50 people, I would say probably 45 of them, at least watched the full presentation. Maybe some of them I couldn't get in touch with, I couldn't get a hold of them right away, but I had people tell me yes and some people told me no. But it got me to regional consultant in 6 days. It got me to senior consultant in 2 months. But I just got a lot of eyeballs on the presentation. So do you see why I'm saying I wasn't spending my time going through PowerZone, sitting there thinking and strategizing and planning? I just wanted to get as many people as possible to look at my Energy 526 video, whether it was on a DVD, which I use the most, or on a website video, which I use the least. I like to get in front of people. I like to be there and watch it with them. I like them to see the excitement, the whites in my eyes, and I like to be there and supportive and help them get started with it as soon as possible. So every time I have, a 5-10 minute break in between appointments, driving to and from the store or something like that in the car, I have my list of people with me every single where I went. And when I had a 5 minute break, what was I doing? I was inviting roughly 5 people in a 5 minute period. If I had 10 minutes, I was calling and inviting 10 people to get a chance to view my opportunity, right? But the average person is going to sit there and just think and strategize and plan and go through, go out there and get to RC, SC, EC, and then finally NC. And I knew I have to take a lot of action along the way and do it at a quickest pace. The quicker the pace, the faster you can move, the more momentum that your team will have. And that's what I've done over the years. So I always carried a list with me, and I would never, ever satisfy, guys. I see a lot of people get satisfied too easily. They'll go out there and make one phone call, and the first person says, yeah, sure, I'll come meet you, or I'll come to the meeting on Thursday. And they're like, great, all right, I got one to say yes. And then, like, they'll just say, okay, I got a guest coming to the meeting on Thursday. And what happens on Thursday? Maybe the guest cancels. Okay, so now there's nobody there, right? Me, I'm different. I was inviting 30, 40, 50 people to try to come to a meeting or to meet me at their house or at a coffee shop, you know, besides the meeting, right? So I think a lot of people just get too comfortable and only invite maybe one or two people that, you know, or if they go out there and recruit one consultant and then they stop. I can't tell you how many times I recruited a consultant, let's say at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I went to get one in the afternoon and got one another one in the evening. There's days I recruited multiple people, you know, on a single day. But I watch a lot of people in my team, in the company, go out there and they recruit one person, and they're like, "Wow, I got my one consultant," and like, "All right, I'm just gonna stop, you know, for the next couple of days or the next week, because I got my one, and let's see what this consultant can do." Guys, wrong. The best time to go get a consultant is when you just got a consultant. Right, because it's just going to make you even more super pumped, more excited, and the next person you call, you're going to just be on fire. You're going to sound great. You're going to sound excited, and they're probably going to sense that and want to be a part of it, right? So that's the time to go after more and more people. So when I have a five-minute break in between, let's say, mortgage clients at the time, I was calling roughly five people, all right? And what was I doing with those people? I was trying to either get them to meet with me outside when I get home from work, you know, maybe get them to a hotel meeting that week. I mean, there's a lot of times where I'd say on a bad week, I'd have five guests at my hotel meeting. You know, average, I probably had 10 guests at every hotel meeting because I invited a lot of people. But I wasn't just relying on the hotel presentation. I was meeting most of them before that. I was meeting most of them at their house, at a coffee shop, on their lunch break, wherever it was, you know, breakfast for coffee. I was meeting people and showing them a DVD video of the opportunity, right? If they were real busy and I was busy, I would drop off a DVD at somebody's house and say, "Hey, John, listen, this is the only DVD I have. You know, you got to watch it, you know, today because I need it back. I got to show a few more people." And I would create urgency. Even though I might have 10 DVDs in my car, I would always tell the prospect, "It's the only DVD I had. I have to get it back as soon as possible." Or I would say, "Listen, I can't give it to you unless you promise to agree to look at it tonight, and I'll pick it back up first thing in the morning because I have other people that are really excited about seeing it." So I would create urgency and get people to look at it. So when I had a five-minute break, I would take out my list of people. It was with me everywhere I went. I had a yellow notepad with names and phone numbers on it. So if I had a five-minute break in between my mortgage clients, I would pick up the phone and I would start dialing the numbers. All right. And in the beginning, a lot of you might know who I am through YouTube. I have a lot of videos out there on YouTube, you know, how to be a master recruiter, where I have a lot of different ways of I invite people, how I approach people. But in the beginning, it was just real simple, guys. It was real just simple. It was cut and dry. I'll share with you my invite in a moment. But I would call up these people, and I would spend probably 20 to 30 seconds on the phone with each one of them. So in a five-minute period, I was pretty much able easily to call five people every single time. And I just want to get interest, and you'll hear what I would say. So here's what I do, right? Let's say my one mortgage client left, and I got another one coming in five, 10 minutes. So I pick up the phone, and I call up John. "Hey, John, it's Mike Obey. How you doing, man?" "Good. How was your weekend?" Good. Yeah, mine was good, too. Thanks. "Listen, John, I'm glad I got a hold of you. I only have a quick minute because I have to get into a meeting. But I just – you have a quick second?" "Yeah." "Okay, John, listen, I just started a part-time business recently. You know, I'm really excited about it. I don't know if it's something that you would really be interested in, but do you keep your options open at new ways to make money if it didn't really interfere with what you're currently doing now? Do you keep your options open, John?" I wait, guys. 95% of the people told me, "Yeah, sure, I keep my options open." I said, listen, John, I got to get into the meeting that I just mentioned, but are you going to be home later, let's say 7 o'clock? Is 7 o'clock work or does 8 o'clock sound better? I'll swing by your house real quick for about 30 minutes. 8 o'clock? Good, I'll see you 8 o'clock tonight. Take care, John. Bye. And I'm off the phone. Guys, it's short, simple, to the point. I'm not on there. I never mentioned ambient energy. I never mentioned electricity. I just got short, right to the point. My objective here is to find out if John or Mary, whoever it is, if they're open, and then make a firm, solid appointment and go and meet them and show them a Success from Home magazine, and I put on a DVD video, and that's all I do. That's all I do. Now, let me go back and tell you, review what I said. So as soon as I get on the phone with John, I say, hey, John, how you doing? Good. He's good. How's everybody doing? Great. You know, just a quick 10-second little small talk. Then I say, John, listen, I'm glad I got a hold of you. I only have about a minute because I have to get into a meeting or a conference call, right? To let them know that that it's going to be a short, simple call, right? And it's if they start asking you a lot of questions at the end, you got to say, listen, I got to go. I hate to cut you up, but I have to get into that meeting that I mentioned before, right? So you're pre-framing them. So here's what I say is more importantly. I say, hey, John, listen, I just started a new part-time business. So I love the word part-time. I use it every single day. It's part of my vocabulary. And the reason being, I said, if I said, John, I started a new business, John's thinking, well, a new business sounds like a lot of money, a lot of time commitment. You know, I don't know if I could do that. But if I say, John, I started a new part-time business, see, John's thinking, well, part-time doesn't sound as much time, doesn't sound as much money. And if Mike's doing something part-time, well, why can't I, right? Second thing I say is, John, I'm real excited about it. And he hears the excitement in my voice. That's why I always teach, don't ever text message, don't ever email. People cannot hear your excitement and your enthusiasm through a text or an email. And it's also easy for somebody just to either ignore it or write back not interested. It's so much harder for them to say no to your face or over the phone than it is through a text or email. I highly recommend do not text message people. I know it's a lot easier, a lot more comfortable for people to text message, but it's not going to give you a high percentage of success. See, everything I do in Ambit, I do the things that give me the highest percentage of me having the most positive, favorable outcome. Okay, and that's picking up the telephone, letting them hear my excitement, meet them in person, show them a presentation. Right, it's very easy to say, hey, you interested in making money through a text message? You're going to get a very, 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 very low, people saying, yeah, what do you got? You know, show me, yeah, I want to join. It doesn't really work that way, guys. You have to do the hard way if you want to get the results, right? You might get lucky and text somebody and get a result from it, but it's not going to give you really, really a good success rate. And then if that person does join and they start texting people, it's not going to work. See, the way you approach people is the way that they're going to go out there and approach people. So if you're texting people, if they do join, they're going to text message people, and they'll never get nobody to join, and that leg of that group is just going to die. If you do things the right way, that's how your leg of your team will continue to grow, all right? So the third thing I say is, John, this may or may not be for you, or John, I'm not sure if this is something that you would be interested in. What I'm telling John is that if he looks at this and if he's not interested, I am totally, totally, totally okay. And guys, believe me, I am totally okay if somebody tells me no. So you guys, and that's part of the biggest challenge, that a lot of people get so discouraged because somebody tells them no that they just stop inviting and they get discouraged or they quit the business, right? You can't. We got something truly amazing. If these people don't see what we see and they don't want to join, do not get upset. It's their loss. They're missing out on something great. And just because somebody tells you no, it doesn't mean that they're never going to join. A lot of these people are going to watch you first. They're going to see what you do, see what type of results you get. And then if you're still doing it in 3 months, 6 months, a year, a lot of them might come back and join in your RC or SC or EC or even your NC code. Because I sponsor now probably 350 people. Out of those 350 people, I would probably say now close to 100 of those people told me no originally. But after the years of watching me going, or months or years of me going out there and just sticking with it, having success, allowing him to help me change my life with my children, a lot of people have come back to me and joined up who told me no in the beginning, or it wasn't going to work in the beginning. And when it does work, more and more people have come back and joined. So just because they tell you no doesn't mean they're never going to join. So don't get discouraged. I always say the faster you get, my quote is, the faster you get comfortable failing, the faster you will succeed, right? You cannot let it discourage you. You got to just keep going and going and going. It's their loss if they don't join. We know we got something truly amazing here with Amped Energy. And the last thing I say is, John, do you keep your options open to make an additional income if it didn't interfere with what you're currently doing now? Right. Well, do you keep your options open to making more money? Do you keep your options open to new business opportunities? Right. And you wait for an answer. There's no exact way to say it. You just identifying that you started a part-time business. You're excited about it. You know, this may or may not be for you. But do you keep your options open at looking at new ways to make money? You know, basically with me as your partner, if it didn't interfere with your current job. And most people will probably say yes. And at that point, say, great, John, I got to get back into this meeting, but how about tonight? Are you home at 7 or is 8 o'clock sound better? 8 o'clock? Good. I'll see you 8 o'clock tonight. Bye. And then get back on the phone with the next person. That's how I'm able to call 5 people in a 5-minute period because I'm just short, I'm quick, I'm to the point. I'm not on there explaining things, talking about things. I'm on and off the phone really, really quick. And that's how I got through a lot of people in a short period of time. So if you want to get promoted quick, you know, through the ranks, you need to move fast. You need to teach your team how to move fast. So if you're on the phone, if you're making one phone call every day, you're never going to really move at a very, very fast pace. You want to compound the time. So if you have 5 minutes, right, shorten up your approach like I just taught you and do as much as you can in that short period. Don't spend all your time just going through PowerZone, checking the reports, hitting the refresh button. Guys, all that stuff is being tracked for you, right? You know, we got to trust Amped has everything going right. You know, go out there and do things that are going to be productive to help get you through the ranks as quick as possible. All right, so talked about, you know, how to make, you know, how to prioritize your list. Go to people that that'll give you time first. I'm not saying go to the best qualified people. Go to people that if you ask them for 30 to 40 minutes, that almost guaranteed they're going to give you time that you could sit there and go meet them and show them a business presentation. I gave you a simple invite. And then when you go to present to people, guys, I told you, I never did sales before. I don't do a sales presentation. People say no to Mike, can I come and travel with you and see what you do for the day? I'm like, well, if you just want to look at a magazine and look at a video all day, then that's what I do. Right, so I actually put it on Facebook one day. I said, if everybody wants to see what I do during all the time, I said, and I showed a picture of just somebody sitting at a desk on a laptop looking at a video. I said, this is what I do. I meet people. I show them a Success at Home magazine. I share a story that might relate to them, and I put on a video, and I hit play. And that's all I do, guys. That's how I sponsor so many people because I just showed a lot of people a 20 to 30-minute video of the company opportunity, right? I became an executive before I even gave a presentation for the company, right? Because, but I knew the words to the video, frontwards, backwards, I knew all of it, right? And I just said, this is all I got to do is just get people to look at it. Listen, I can go on and on to this call. I could talk for 10 hours straight on different topics pertaining to, you know, recruiting and mindset and invitations. But all I got to tell you is, if you want to go out there and be a big success in this company, get to any level that you want to get to, it's all about how many eyeballs, how many people can you get to watch a 20 to 30 minute video and get them in the shortest period of time. Because listen, if you can get 20 people over a year to watch a video, see, there's some people who want to move slow, then I guess that's pretty good for you, right? But I want to go out there and show 20 people in a week. Right, so the faster you could do it, the more people you could show, the more momentum and the bigger the team that you'll build. So the key is just to figure out how to get as many people as possible to watch that video, whether it's picking up the phone and using an invite like I just showed you, or it was like driving by your friend's house like I did. The first guy I signed up, knock on his door and said, hey, Chris, you got to see this. And I showed him a video, and that's all I've been doing ever since. Is getting people to look at a 20-minute video. Do not use text messaging. Do not use email. I know it's easier, but it's not going to give you any way near the results if you do it the right way. All right. You want to start, you know, on this call. I mean, how many of you guys are out there just showing, you know, inviting and showing a lot of people on a daily, weekly basis? You know, it's your business. You got to really track it and hold yourself accountable. What I would suggest is taking, you know, a blank calendar or some sort of paper and track it. Write down every phone call you make for invitation. So if tomorrow you go out there and invite 10, 20 new people, write down, hey, I invited 10 people and, you know, 6 of them agreed to meet me. Then you're going to say the next day I invited 12 people, 7 agreed to meet me. End of the week, you might have invited 100 people, and how many agreed to meet you? Okay, well, you know, 50 agreed to meet me. Now, out of those 50, how many people did you actually meet? Now, out of the people that you met, how many of them joined the business? And track your numbers, and then look back from week to week to see if your numbers are improving or not. But if that's all it is, it's just – you know, for me, it was just, I seen this as clear as day. Because my buddy got me to look at a video at 2, 3 in the morning, and I signed up right away. The next day, I showed 2 people a video, they both joined. And I said, all I got to do is just get this video in front of a lot of people. So I made a list, and my list got bigger and bigger as time went by, and I just got people to do it, and I tracked my numbers, you know. There's times, and what I could tell you is, how come some people in the company have a higher closing ratio than others? Some people might go 1 for 10, some go 0 for 10. But some people go 3 for 10, 4 for 10, 5 for 10. I can't tell you how many times in a row that I probably went 10 for 10. You know, so for a lot of times if we're showing the same presentation, why do some people have a more higher closing ratio than others? Well, I got to say that it's, you know, probably how you pre-frame the person. Are you text messaging the person, or are you, you know, picking up the phone call? Are you making a very, very solid and firm appointment? Or is your appointment like, oh, we'll just connect, you know, at the end of the week, we'll touch base. That's not a good way to do it. See, I never, ever, ever get off the phone with my prospect until I have a firm, solid, concrete set appointment. I don't get off the phone. I'm like, well, you around later tonight, you know, 7 or 8 o'clock at night tonight? No, that's no good. Okay, how about 9 or 10? Well, no. Okay, well, then how about first thing tomorrow morning, John? Well, okay, so how about tomorrow? How about I come by your lunch? Your office at lunchtime tomorrow. That works? Okay, good. Very good, John. I'll see you tomorrow at 12 o'clock at your office. I don't get off the phone until I have a firm set appointment. I will never, ever, ever say next week. I'll never say we'll touch base at the end of the week. No, no. I don't get off the phone until I make a firm, solid appointment with that prospect to go and meet them. Guys, this is a million-dollar business. Treat it like a million-dollar business. Don't ever beg. Don't ever be desperate. People should be begging and chasing us. See, if you're out there, and this is why another reason that people have a higher closing ratio than others, it's all about you as the person, you as the individual. I truly believe it's 85% about you as the person and only 15% about the opportunity that we show in the video, right? Did you get that? It's more about you that they're joining than it is about what's on the video of the company. People need to believe in you. People are buying into you. So if you're a person who's always negative, always complaining about things in life, always late for things, you know, people might say, you know what, I like the video that guy Mike showed me, but, you know, I can't join this guy in business. This guy's always complaining. He's just always negative about different things. I just can't be around that. And people might love the opportunity, but they just might not like you as a person or want to be your business partner. Maybe they could see you in church and say hello. Maybe they see you walking the dog on the street. But for them to, like, go into business with you, they probably just don't want to do it. You have to become a happy, positive, likable person that people want to join and be in business with, right? You're asking somebody to become your business partner. So you have to become that person. Think about it. Would you want to join yourself in business, right? Do you show up on time? Do you look presentable? You know, are you happy? Would you want to be around a person who mirrored exactly how you are? Would you want to be around that every single day? Would be like, no, I can't. I wouldn't be able to stand myself being around myself every day. Well, if that's the case, then other people probably see the same thing and wouldn't want to join you or be around you. So you got to become that happy, positive, likable person that people want to be around. Right, they have to view you as somebody that doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, a totally big time leader right away. But you got to be somebody that people respect, that, you know, that they want to be around, and eventually, you know, work with you more and more. as part of the business. So work on yourself more, and I'm telling you, it will help increase your numbers of recruiting 2, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, even higher by working on yourself, okay? I'm telling you, start dressing a little bit different. Start walking taller. Be more confident, right? Ambit Energy works, guys, right? The company, it definitely works. We're over a 10-year-old company, and, you know, we have millionaires being made every single year. It works. Maybe it hasn't worked for you totally yet, but it works. It's a proven company, proven system. So you need to believe in Ambit Energy 100%. You need to believe in yourself 100%. If people doubt that you don't have if you're not totally confident in the company or totally confident in yourself, they're going to walk all over you and never join you, right? So you got to stand up for yourself, believe in the company, believe in yourself, and don't ever sound desperate. Don't ever sound needy. Don't chase people. People should be begging us to let them join our company and join our team instead of the other way around. But I watched it too many times that I see people begging and chasing people. Don't, guys. Don't ever get upset when somebody says no, right? It's their loss. They might come back. You know, it doesn't bother me. Not one. I'm telling you, if somebody tells me no, if I had big hopes to go out there and recruit somebody and that person told me no, I wouldn't care at all, guys. Everybody is not recruitable, right? We know that we're not going to get every single person. Some say yes, some say no, some say maybe, but we just have to keep going through this cycle, keep going through the numbers of people, track your numbers, but work on yourself, and you'll see how your percentages will get higher and higher and higher over time by working more on yourself. See, a lot of, you know, see, me recruiting people, I've learned over the years to do it more naturally, right? I'm a lot less scripted now than I was in the beginning. I recruited a lot of people, but over the years, I learned to go out there and just do this naturally. Me being a quiet, shy person, I had to do things that made me feel comfortable, right? I never wanted to sound pushy and salesy. Yes, I could say, hey, I started something. I'm really excited about it. Do you keep your options open? Yes. And then go meet and show them a video. But I learned over the years to do it even easier. I learned a way that was able to give me even the most, in my opinion, the highest percentage of people to join my opportunity when I went out there and was just so natural and did it really natural and I was comfortable for myself. But I have the highest closing ratio when I make it the person, the prospect, when I make it their idea that they want to join me versus me trying to recruit them. I'll show you a way in a second where I do it so naturally that it becomes the person's idea to want to join versus me trying to sell that person. See, right away, see, everybody in life, whether it's Ambit or anything, people by nature are just always like defensive, right? People like, I don't care what this guy's selling, I'm not buying, right? He's trying to sell me a timeshare, I'm not buying. You see somebody walking towards you in the mall or in the street with a briefcase and they have pamphlets, you know, they're trying to sell you something. What's your natural reaction? I'm not buying, right? So your defense shield goes up. Same thing with Ambit. So when we go out there and try to talk to people or pick up the phone with people or call people or talk to people in the mall or at a park, right away people tend to be defensive. So I don't take that approach. So I've recruited hundreds of people multiple different ways. I'm always changing and tweaking things and adjusting my invites. But I know for a fact that I have the by far, my highest closing ratio of people joining me when it becomes their idea to join my business. Okay, so what are you talking about? See, I just go out there and I just talk to people naturally, right? So whether I'm at a bar, whether I'm at a party, whether I'm at my kids' dancing school event, Boy Scout event, sporting event, whatever it might be, and I talk to people at a networking event, whatever it might be, doesn't make a difference, barbecue, anywhere, I talk to people, right? I ask questions. I just get to know people. I don't see – if I'm going to see the person again, I don't have to go after them for the Ambit kill that first time, right? If I'm in somewhere across the country – you know, I'm only there for a day, I'm not going to see that person again, then yes, I have to do something to get that person's attention, to get them to look at a presentation or at least get their phone number, right? But if I go to my kid's dancing school event and I'm going to see this mother or father again, I don't have to recruit him that first time, right? I'd rather them get to know me first. I'd rather get to know them, right? Then it just makes it easier. Now I know about these people. So what do I do? See, I just talk. I have a normal conversation with people. Hey, how you doing? I'm Mike. How are you? Oh, you're Joe. Nice to meet you, Joe. And I just start a simple conversation. Oh, I'm Kayla's dad. Oh, you're Michelle's father. You know, very nice to meet you. Where do you guys live? You from the area? Oh, yeah, we live around here. And I just start a normal conversation, right? Just by talking to people, getting them to like me first, right? You want to become that happy, positive, likable person. Don't go meet somebody for the first time and be like, oh, my God, you know, the traffic was terrible getting over here today. It took me 30 minutes to get here. It usually takes me 15 minutes. And, you know, this morning I went to get coffee, and the guy spilled my coffee. And just that's all negative talk. People don't want to keep – it might only be a one-time thing, but just get rid of the negativity. Just stop talking about happy, positive things that are going on. You know, talk about the girls doing dancing, the boys with the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and sports. Everything is going great. People say, how you doing? I'm doing awesome, right? How's everything going? Things are doing great. Things are going amazing. People don't hear it all the time, so just start talking in a positive way, right? Try to make everything great. If you're part of Amber, things should be going great for you. If they haven't hit it yet, the results you want, well, they can go if you start believing that they're going to start working for you. So just have conversations with people. And people say, well, you know, if the guy I first met, I want him to probably say to me, what do you do for a living? And if he doesn't, I'll say, well, what do you do? He'll probably say, well, I'm a school teacher, you know, or I'm a contractor, I'm a real estate agent. They'll answer the question. I'll say, wow, that's pretty cool. How long have you been a realtor for? Oh, 17 years. Real, what do you do? You do more residential, more commercial. See, I ask questions I so interest in these people, always. Get them to like me. I get their guard down. And then they come back and say, well, what do you do for a living? And I'll say, well, I own the Carvel ice cream store, you know, up on Amboy Road in Eltingville, and I have a part-time energy business that I truly, truly love. It's amazing. So then I might go back to, like, something with them, with real estate. And then most people will just come back and say, you know, I know the Carvel, but what is the part-time energy thing that you do that's so great? Like, I see you're excited about it. You're passionate about it. Well, I hope people get free electric, you know, and I get paid for it for the rest of my life. And they're like, what? Like, hold on. You get people free electric? Yeah, I've been doing it for, you know, 9 years now. You know, I get people free electric with Con Ed, free gas with National Grid. I've been getting free energy now for over 8 years myself, and I absolutely love it. It gives me all the free, you know, you see me here, all the kids dancing events, and I'm able to be there. Guys, I drop little nuggets about, you know, that I'm happy, I'm positive, I get to be around my kids, that I'm part of a part-time business, and I get to the point that people are almost salivating and drooling about what I have. Rather than me trying to pitch them and sell them, I just drop little nuggets, right? So if I maybe not on the first time, but maybe I talk with somebody for a second time at a sporting event and just talk about happy, positive things, and then people are thinking, why is this guy always so happy? Why is he always so positive? Why does he always get all this free time to take the kids traveling, come to all the events, do all these things, when all he has is a part-time energy bit? I want to know more about this, right? So rather than you trying to pitch them and sell them, they're actually coming to you and saying, tell me more about what this is with the energy. Tell me more about it. Now it becomes their idea. When it's their idea, it makes your recruiting, the results you're going to get are going to be tenfold better because it's their idea. And now you say, well, hey, listen, let's finish, you know, the dancing school event, or let's finish the Boy Scout event. But listen, how about later on tonight? Are you free around 8, 9 o'clock? I'll swim by you. We'll meet up at a coffee shop, and I'll show you actually what I'm doing. Yeah, 9 o'clock? All right, good. I'll see you at the diner at 9 o'clock. And that's it. Make it their idea. Try to just to be naturally and let what you do flow into the conversation naturally without you trying to sound salesy and pushy, because people have that defense shield. We want to get that defense shield down and just let it flow into our conversation naturally. And guys, for the people on this call that are like I was, quiet, shy, and don't like being salesy, it's the best way to do it because there's no pressure. See, I'm not trying – I go out – I just do this naturally without even trying to recruit people. I recruit people, right? You get what I'm saying? I just go and be about myself. I don't say, hey, I have to go and recruit this person. I'm just sitting here being normal, just being a normal person. And that's when people feel less threatened and less pressure. And now it becomes their idea but they want to know more about what you do and more about your opportunity. I hope that makes sense. And then you make a solid time to go and meet that person and show them the presentation. And if it's maybe the first or second, now you know what they do. But you said to them before, what do you do for a living? And they said they were a realtor or they were a school teacher.